Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Jesus, I need you, my soul is crying out to you, Lord. Bottom of my heart, Daddy, I know you will come see about me. Thank you, Jesus. There's no life without you. There's no me if there's no you. It's like a hole in my heart. It's hollow.
Lord, I need you right now. I gotta be delivered, but I don't know how. You always have my back. All the times I got in trouble, always there to catch a son. Every time that I would stumble, once again I'm calling on you, cause I don't know what to do. Down on my knees once again, asking Lord, please bring me through. I can make it through the fire just as long as I got you, cause ain't nobody in this world that can do what you do. I need you.
you, Jesus. Every hour I need you, my Lord. Oh, Daddy, bless me here. Bless me now, my Savior, my Savior. I come to thee. Thank you for being there, Lord. Ooh.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 40 countries around the world who tunes in. I appreciate you. And that song you just heard was I Need You. And that's our guest tonight, Deborah Price. Don't she sound beautiful? And featuring T1. So that's a good song. I was waving my hand like I'm at a revival over here. But before I bring my guest in here, I want to say hey to my co-host. How you doing, Chris?
Hi, Terry. How are you tonight? I'm fine.
Good, darling. Are you burning up? Because it's hot where I'm at. Ooh, Lord, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. Terry, the world's on fire. It's hot in Ohio. It's hot in California. It's hot everywhere.
Yeah, and you're right. It feels like we're on fire. Oh, my goodness.
It is.
Ooh, Lord,
we are.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. I heard it on the news. It's a global thing. But I don't want to spend too much time talking about what's going on in the world because we got one of the women up here, a phenomenal woman of God here, and she's going to share the gospel of Christ as she brings light into a dark space as she ministers to the brokenness in the spirit. Wherever she goes, man, we are living in perilous times as the Bible predicted. So if you feel like no one understands, then give the one who created and died for you, known by many names, the Word, Alpha and Omega, Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace, mm-hmm. the Lily of the Valley, Emmanuel, and so many other names. So tonight we want to introduce to you my special guest, Deborah Price. How you doing, darling?
Yes, I am so truly blessed, grateful, and thankful for another beautiful day that God allowed me to see as well. I'm grateful. I'm so very
Amen.
Thankful for this opportunity. I really am. Thank you so much for the invite. I'm so very thankful to be on here and that you see something in me to be a blessing for somebody. Thank you.
I see the woman of God in you. And, you know, that song, I know you got an album, Masterpiece. I got that as well on my studio wall. But that song, I Need You, we all need somebody. But, you know, it's sad that some people think they need their wife or they need their husband or they need their kids or their mother or their fathers. But we got to first need God, our creator, because he can supersede everything that what man can't do, he can. So what was your motivation for that song, I Need You? Because it says it all. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to say hello, too, to my brother Chris out there. Hi, brother Chris.
Hello. How are you?
I'm truly blessed. Well, the song came at a point in my life where I was just really going through and so many areas of my life, in my marriage. And my son at the time was really going through some serious issues himself, and the song just came into my spirit, and I know because usually on my first album, the very first one I did is called Set Me Free. That was mainly all that was what the way T wanted me to sing certain songs. So they're in there. I'm almost like rapping, you know, and I am not.
Yeah,
I
like
that
mix, that blend.
Well,
that
I'm
was a nice
the first,
yeah.
The very first one, I think in that first album, I think I wrote maybe two songs off that album. But on this one, Father God allowed songs to drop in my spirit. That whole album was downloaded into me because of what I was going through and what I saw my son going through at that time. And I just kept saying, Father, everything seemed like, you know, those fiery darts that the Bible warns us of things that's about to happen, but sometimes we mm-hmm. get so caught up in what's happening all around us to where we forget. But there was fiery darts coming from every side of things happening in my life, and it was messing wow. with me mentally. And my son was sharing with me what he was going through, and I just cried out, Lord God, I need you. I know you haven't left me, because he can't lie, right?
That's right.
I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. If anybody is moving out of the will of God, it's a human. He'll never forsake us. But at the same time, he gives us a choice. If we don't listen to his voice telling us what we should do and how to go about it, you remember how he said the same thing when he told his son, he said, leave your family and go to a country I will show you. You know, so Abraham, we just had, at that time, I was so confused. I was like, Lord, confusion does not come from you. And then the song just dropped in my spirit. I remember talking to T, because T, my husband, is my producer as well. That's how we met. I met him trying to find another producer. And at that time, he couldn't hear the song. He could not. And I'm singing to him. He's like, nah, nah, nah. I said, so what I need to find a producer that could hear what I hear and can bring the music that I need for that song. Because I didn't want anything to change the way I heard it. And that came through, and it just, it's been a blessing to me. And I always thought,
is that your husband?
That's my husband.
Is that your husband, T1?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
So he's a rapper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So he found me some younger producers who could hear what I was saying. And I'm telling you, when they came into the studio and they said, Miss Deborah, let's hear what you got. And I just started singing, and they were like, oh, Miss Deborah, I can hear it already. I got it. I got it. And that whole album was just like that. Every producer that came in could hear. You know, it's so important to team up with the right people, right?
Exactly.
It's so important to team up with people that can hear. That's not saying that other people are bad. It's just they don't hear what you hear, then it may mess up the flow.
Right, you know, on the same frequency. Yeah.
Right.
I get that.
And that's what happened with this song. And it just, oh God, I wrote that whole album. I said this song was dedicated to young girls and women. But let me tell you something. There's more men listening to my album, buying that album, than, you know, that's what the statistics shows on Reverb when I first started checking out what was going on. And I have more and more men. And you know what? I was going through, and I pulled out your CD, and that song, I Need You, helped me to deal with what, some of the things I was going through.
Oh, so wow.
That blesses my heart.
That's wonderful. Deborah, you know, for the people out there who are not familiar with praying and don't know how to pray, but I just want to make a little note here that Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. Whatever you say, as long as you end it in Jesus' name, so it can get to where God needs to hear it, because otherwise it's us, hot air in the atmosphere. And for you people out there who don't know what to say, her words are clear. Just say, Lord, I need you. I mean, you don't have to figure it out. Just say, Lord, I need you, and Lord knows what we need. And on that note, I know Chris got a question for you, Deborah. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, Deborah. My first question is, when do you get your what part of the day do you get most of your song ideas, or what like, is it part of a day or a dream, or can you explain that to us, please?
Yes. Okay, so for me, I know people are different, but I can't even give you an exact day or time, because sometimes it happens when I'm asleep, right? You know, Father would visit us through dreams, and there's times when I could be even in the shower, right? I'm in there singing and just giving praise. I got to tell you this, the best way that I'm learning to hear from Father God is when I'm being still, like his word says, be still. Be still and know that I'm God. Because the chaos is going on in our minds. And at that time when I was going through all this, when I picked my Bible up, I couldn't even focus at that time to even receive a word. So I had to calm myself. And I had to get in the Word, let go of what was happening outside of me, and you know, really and truly go within, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. Every human being that is living has a spirit inside of us. If not, then the earth suit would be down on the ground and that spirit would be gone. So we all have the Spirit of God. He breathed into Adam one time, and that helped every one of us. But then to receive and ask Father to come into our life and talk to us and show us, he talks to us all. We just have to make sure we have ourselves available, mainly being at peace. When he said, calm down, be still, and know that I am God, that's how we do it. We let go, because he could talk at any time. We just have to make sure we're listening, because he is talking to us. He's giving us direction.
Exactly, always. Well, let me ask you this question. For me, I was raised up in the church. I don't know whether you was raised up in the church, but when did you, as an adult, because, you know, if you was raised in church like I was, we had confirmation classes, we got baptized young. But as an adult, when I made the decision to find Christ, I was jumping around to all different churches because I wanted to be where I needed to be, and I wasn't sure I would be at the right one. When did you get that zeal, that love, that you was running towards Jesus? Because, you know, I've been running ever since. I'm trying to get there, Lord.
You know, that's so very good. That's so very good. This is the thing. I was raised in church as well. My mother was not raised in church, her and her siblings, but by the grace of God, he touched her heart to raise her children. There's 10 of us in my family. Mom and Dad had 6 sons, 4 daughters. So we were raised in church. We were at church all day Sunday. We had revivals. We had APYPU for children. We were at church all the time. But all the things I was doing when I was a child up to a teenager, I did for my mom. I didn't do it for the Lord. I'm just being real. I did it because mom said to do it. But when I got married, I have to be real. You know, we overcome by true testimony.
Exactly.
But when I became an adult, I got married at 19 per my mom. My mother found him, and yes. And I'm the third oldest. I have my older sister, and I had an older brother. And my older sister left home at a very young age. Well, she was 18. As soon as she turned 18, she moved out. Well, my mom made a decree that would not happen to my other 3 daughters. They would not move out of my house, you know, because my mom had had Joanne, my oldest sister, before she married my dad. And I understood what she wanted to do. So my mom married me off, and that was a disaster in the marriage because we didn't know each other. But anyway, when I started going through my own tests and trials and really seeking God, Father, and fasting, praying, and let me tell you this, nowadays, for years, we really haven't been taught the way of God the way it's supposed to be. We've been taught to listen to whatever the person over in the pulpit is saying, and I believe in respecting and giving honor to the men and women of God. But sometimes if that person is not seeking God truly for himself and just going off somebody else's message, then that's what we got to repeat of what we heard. That's why we don't see deliverance like the Bible says. Just being real. He said, this is how they're going to know you're my disciple. You're going to lay hands on the sick, and they're going to recover. You're going to cast out demonic evil spirits in Jesus' name, and it shall be happening unto you. You're going to practice. We're going to practice this thing. Paul practiced his walk with the Lord God. The disciples, right. They were with Jesus all the time. They had to practice. And then, and even on that, they still missed the mark when it came to a child who had a demoniac. All those years they were delivering people in the name, you know, with the authority Jesus had gave them. But at that one point, they didn't have it. That's how it was for me. All those years I was doing what mom said do, go and sing. You lead. You always have a song on your heart. Don't ever go anywhere and not have a song on your heart because God's been good. So I know to have that. Don't be ashamed. Go forth and let God have his way. I got that. But when I start going through my own tests and trials, being rebellious after my divorce and just feeling like, you know, I left the church. I did. How you blame God for something a human being does, you know? But
that's
at that time, in my 20s, I was praying that God would make a man love me. God told me, the Lord let me hear through his word that I don't make people love you. I don't make people love me. They have a choice. They have a choice. If people go to hell, it's not because God doesn't love them. It's because they rebelled against his word. That's on all of us. So
that's that free agency.
If you're free, that's right. For me, it was when I came to myself, as David said. Remember that? David said, but when I came to myself, so when I came to the understanding, and that's what we have to get, and all our getting, get an understanding, because people are perishing. People are dying because they don't understand the truth of what God said. Power is in each and every one of us. The enemy is not stronger than us humans. Let me tell you, the problem is we've been so used to one person being able to lay hands on somebody and demons supposed to be cast out of them, so we don't think that that same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is inside of us when the word perfectly tells us that it is true. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, we're not seeking God for ourselves, or we don't know how, sis. One lady asked me, Deborah, practically, how do you do that? I said, well, that's when you take out time and you're like, Father God, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes. None of us can deserve anybody. We've all fallen short. Our sins may be different than another person's sin, but listen, sexual sin is the, okay, Lord have mercy. Sexual sin is one of the things that we just can't accept as it's okay to do, because the Bible says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, which is inside of you? Okay, that's 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What he is saying, all these other sins is outside of your body. If I go steal something, I still sin, but it's not Well, sin is a spiritual sin, because when we're intimate with Father God, that sexual, we don't have sex with God. Oh, my God. We don't have sex with spirits. That's not the word, not what I'm saying. But when we're loving God, and he knew when he created man and woman that sexual intimacy would make them one, right? It makes you one. So if we just go around doing things with people every place, and I'm telling you, I've done wrong, sis. I have not been saved. I have not been done right all my life. I'm still growing. Yeah. I'm not out. Just because I'm not out doing sexual sins, do you know it's the small things that messes up the bundle? Isn't that the word?
I know that's,
you know,
right. Ain't that the truth?
It's the truth. I can be out lying. I could be out anger. People think it's okay to be angry and just talk to people any old kind of way. That's a lie. That's Jesus didn't even do that. What makes us think that we can do that and Jesus didn't? Well, Deborah, he turned over the table. They were in the sanctuary disrespecting Father God's kingdom.
Yes.
So why?
They were selling things, making money.
He did what he had to do. But as far as us thinking we could talk down to people, that's not of God. That's
Amen.
Not of God. He said, be angry and sin not. So if I'm angry with you, I got to make sure I get this thing right, because I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You know, and it's just amazing that, you know, there's a lot of brokenness out there and people need someone to hear. But because of the way the world is, a lot of times when you say the word Jesus Christ, first thing come out, somebody's like, oh, no, you know. But when you tell them, I got something, that's some real good stuff, man, it's going to blow your mind. First thing they think is drugs. You want, let me have some of that. You say, I say, can you handle this? This is really good. You know, I say, yeah, give me a little bit. And I say, man, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then their face fall down to the ground because they think everything good got to be of the world. And we got to live the spirit man, increase in the spirit man, because God is the spirit, you know.
And those who worship him, his word says, must worship him in spirit and in truth. You just said it.
Truth.
God is spirit.
Yeah.
So our spirit man is sitting up here starving while we feed the earth suit, and it's getting taller, bigger, and everything else, but yet it's starving.
Exactly.
The spirit man is starving, and he can't. This is why the world don't receive religion. They call us religious fanatics. No, that's not even the case.
People
are preaching their truth. Come on. When you hear people say, but this is my truth, think about this. When a person says, but that's my truth, but we don't even need your truth, what does the Bible say? So when you're telling me your truth could be a whole lie, but to you it's a truth, and I'm supposed to believe it because you said it. What does the word say? He said God is love.
That's right.
Those
That's right.
who follow
Amen.
After him walk in love. We walk in forgiveness. We walk in peace. We try to live in peace with all men. But do we always be at peace? Just be real. No, we don't. No, we're not.
No,
People
we
say
don't.
Things that hurt us because we're still in our flesh. We're still in our spirit. But we got to grow up, y'all. And we got to grow up spiritually, not physically. We got to grow up spiritually. And we're not there. We're not. That's why life
okay.
is happening right now.
Well, Deborah, I got to break in here. Chris got another question because we're running out of time okay. on the clock. I want him to ask you a question, and then I want you to tell people how to get your music and how to reach you. Go ahead, Chris.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, Deborah, my next question is, what is the most unforgettable performance in your as a singer? Like, have you performed anywhere that's like that stays in your mind that like was the most unforgettable, the most exciting?
Oh, wow. This just happened this month, 2 weeks ago. We were at the Love Ladies Center. We're in Alabama, and the Love Ladies Center is a shelter for addicts as well as newly released inmate prisoners. What would I call that? Prisoners, right? Or
convicts, inmates.
Right. That's it. So it's just all women now. And they have this beautiful, beautiful large, it used to be a school, but they turned it into a housing for women. And they teach God's word every day. They talk to the women about God. Well, I felt led to go back over there and talk with them when I was passing out flyers for a free concert we did. And they allowed us to come in, set the day, and they said, you have a whole hour. And I'm like, I got three artists, myself and two more, that will be ministering, and we have testimony. The Bible says people are overcome. They can come through something because of a testimony. And when I tell y'all,
Amen.
The ladies were so, they just start coming in, and they had them all the way from the first to like, I think the third or fourth level. It's almost like a mall where you can look up and you see people standing around. But what blessed
mm-hmm.
me more than anything, it's not just you're caught up on the music and the dancing and the no. These women were crying out to God. These women, when
Amen.
They were all said and done, they were coming up to us and they said, "Listen, will you pray with me? Come on."
Oh
that's
wonderful.
You pray for me. The word is, can we come together? He said, "Where two or more come together in agreement, I'm in the midst." Come on now.
That's
so
right.
We were able to
mm-hmm.
pray with people and they received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the best
mm-hmm.
thing that could ever happen, bringing people to the kingdom of heaven.
Well, you got 90 seconds, baby, to tell people how to get a hold of you.
Okay. I am available for, as Terry knows, for interviews, for radio spots, for my music can be picked up at Amazon.com, Deborah Price. The title of the song is I Need You. I have a Cash App. Deborah Priceless, $ Deborah Priceless. I'm on IG, on Twitter, official Deborah Price. Twitter is official Deborah C. You can reach me for shows. I'm available for events at 205-427-1258, 205-427-1258. And I look forward to blessing Father God with you. Thank you.
Amen. I love you. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. We're going to connect later on the phone. And thank you, Chris, for being here. And we all got some work to do for the kingdom. So you take care.
Yes.
You have a blessed weekend, both of y'all.
Thank you as well.
Anytime, darling, anytime. I'm going to end it out with Deborah Price, Masterpiece.
Hallelujah.
My masterpiece is priceless, valuable, a work of art. Lovable, a jewel, irreplaceable, and they say, that's me.
Look at me, look at me,
I'm a masterpiece.
Look at me.
No longer me, but
son who saw me done before the chemist begun. A masterpiece, more like a disaster than a royalty. I'm a peaceful master, made in his image, it shows on my face. He erased every blemish when he showed me his grace. Diamond in the rough been said, unique like yellow, blue, pink, and red. Original art, one of a kind, blow your mind. A virtuous woman, who can find that was broken loose by the dawn. But Christ came in, now I've been reborn. Irreplaceable, so sensational, found me favorable, unmistakable.
Look at me, look at me.